Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Great idea. We've got an hour together, 855-993-7569, to talk about whatever it is that's on your mind. Fast Eddie? Does that mean I should call you Mr. Eddie or just call you Fast? Or how do you want to be addressed?
Fast Eddie works, brother.
All righty. I'm your sister, babe, not your brother, but okay.
I'm sorry, don't worry, I apologize. How you doing, honey? All right. My whole thing is this biker thing in Waco has really given bikers a sour name. Now, the club I belong to is A-Bake, and it's a bunch of real bikers that help people. You understand? We have toys for tots. We have all kinds of good things, mm-hmm. and the guys are the nicest, friendliest guys in the world. You know, and this whole Waco thing's just giving us bikers, us real bikers, a bad name.
Well, yeah, I know. I interviewed, what was Sonny's last name in San Francisco?
Barker.
Thank you. Sonny, yeah, I knew Barker. It started with a B. Barter, right. I knew it wasn't Barker. So, I interviewed him, and other than the fact of some grooming habits, he was a perfectly nice guy. And I agree with you he felt that bikers gotten a bad name, but that's like 20-some years ago. So,
yeah, well,
I mean,
like I said, and they came a long way since then. You know, the A-Bake members, you know, we do a lot of good.
I know.
For some kind of charity or another.
I'll tell you what part of the problem is. If you're looking to improve your image, that first of all, I'm not sure I would necessarily go by the nickname Fast Eddie, just because people, you know, what can I tell you? All right.
5 years old, I mean, nobody would have anything different.
All right. Let me just tell you, though, if you're trying to improve the image, you know, that maybe having Smart Eddie or, you know, Saint Eddie or something. All right. So that's number one. Number two, those, you know, motorcycles are noisy, and people have a visceral response to noise. And whether, because there were a group of bikers, I don't even know what they were doing around here a couple of days ago, and they're whipping down the West Side Highway, and there were probably like 15, and they were making so much noise that I think people sort of respond to the noise in a kind of, and I don't know, maybe that you have motorcycles with mufflers on them or something. I mean, look, and part of it, look, in the old days, which is not so much an issue anymore, but tattoos. The tats, now everybody's got them, so that's not so much an issue. But you know, and I know, that part of bikers really try and promote that notion of kind of rebellious outsiders, outlaws, right? They wear the vest with the arms cut out and the, you know, the skull tattoos and the, you know, and the weird facial hair and the weird helmets. So if you guys really wanted to change your image, there's certainly some obvious places to start. I don't know that you guys want to do that. I think you want to have both the advantage about being bad boys and also, but not have people give you such a hard time. But I'm not sure you can do both. I think you may have to.
We like to be classified as bad boys, not just idiots. It's going to shoot people up over somebody's brother's foot on accident. That's just ignorance.
Well, I don't. Well, I agree with you, but you know that.
Have a great day, and all you listeners, this Matt City saying later days.
Well, I'm not sure that if I were going to put somebody in charge of changing my image, I don't know that I would necessarily put Eddie in charge. But, you know, he has a point, and he really, you know, he's saying don't judge bikers by their covers. But to a certain extent, we all do. I mean, everybody does. That you sort of look, you know, the first way we look at people is how they look. Do they look like us or different from
us? It's the first thing you see. So
yeah, exactly.
Even before you even speak to someone, that's kind of...
Yeah, one of the things...
And that goes beyond, you know, bikers. That goes,
it goes with everything.
Everybody.
It goes
everybody.
It goes to racism. It goes to sexism.
Yeah.
It goes to any kind of particular prejudice that, you know, that... There, in the True Cost documentary, which, as I said, we'll be talking about at the end of the week, one of the comments in there, which sort of stuck with me, is that clothing is our choice, our chosen skin, right? It's how we present ourselves to the world, and so if you're going to present yourself to the world as an outlaw, you know, that we wear tough clothes and we cut the arms out and we wear, instead of wearing a regular helmet, we wear World War One kinds of helmets, that, you know, that we're that we're bad boys, and then say, well, yeah, but we don't do all this bad stuff. I mean, you have to choose. And I'm not suggesting that necessarily that Hell's Angels or bikers, and he wasn't specifically talking, I don't think, about Hell's Angels, but bikers in general are going to start wearing pinstripe suits and bow ties. But I think somewhere there's probably a middle ground. And again, to try to have both. Look, we all want it all, right? We all want to be able to dress any way that we want to and have people respond to us.
We all want a cake and to eat it, too.
Yes, we do. And we want our cake and be able to get it all over our face and not have somebody say, hey, look, you've got cake all over your face. But realistically, I mean, as I said, I did an interview earlier this week about bad boys, and I said that how we present ourselves is part of how people are going to respond to us. And clothing, tats, how we wear our hair, our posture, are all going to give people all sorts of information about how to respond to us and how we choose to do that. I mean, as I said, that we can't help the color of our skin, but we can help how we dress the color of our skin, our disposable skin. So that was kind of an interesting way of dealing with it. But where is my article about, I wanted to do my article about, let's see if I can find it, about fruit flies and their emotions. What have I got here? About 2 minutes. That's probably all I need if I can find it.
In about 2.5 minutes.
2.5 minutes. Let's see how quickly I can find it. It's just whether my computer does its little number on me. I shouldn't say anything ugly about my computer at this moment. Oh, come on. You know, I think it wasn't today's. I think it was yesterday's. Rats. All right. So now we're just going to have to shuck and jive. Tell me a joke. No, don't tell me a joke. We haven't actually done a joke show in a while, which I'm a little reluctant to do because... For two reasons. You guys have always been wonderful about keeping it, you know, keeping it clean. But because the program is on for 3 hours, what happens is that, you know, after about the first 45 minutes, the jokes start repeating. And that becomes a problem for me because I have to pretend that they're funny because I don't want to hurt your feelings. But I've heard it 3 times before. All right, here's a story I was desperately looking for, which I just found. All right, this is one of those stupid headlines that has nothing to do with the story. Fruit flies exhibit emotions. All right. Now, here's what they do. It's kind of what they do is that you break emotions down into primitive secondary colors, such as orange, can be separated into two primary colors, yellows and red. The emotion primitives analyzed in the fly study could be understood in the context of a stimulus associated with human fear, the sound of a gunshot. All right. It gets worse. Stay tuned. All right. When you hear gunfire, the sound may trigger a negative feeling. This feeling is called a valence. It'll probably cause you to behave differently for several minutes afterwards. This is called persistence. Repeated exposure to the stimulus should also produce a greater emotional response called scalability. For example, the sound of 10 gunshots would make you more afraid than the sound of 1 gunshot. No indication that's the case. That it generalized to different contexts, meaning that if you were eating lunch or you were otherwise occupied when the gun fired, the fear would take over, distracting you from your lunch. They chose to study all these primitives by observing the insects in the presence of a fear-inducing stimulus, having no idea that the fly is scared at all. It's just avoiding it. Insects displayed all these emotional primitives. Folks, this is called science. This is the kind of thing that gives science a bad name. You redefine emotion, then you make a metaphor that cannot be verified one way or the other, and then you say, oh, well, fruit flies feel emotion. Oops. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients, targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124 or on the web at drortman.com.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237. 6-2-2-3-7, extension 129.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-99-3-7-5-6-9. I know this is the day that many of you expect us to talk about DVDs, but this is kind of quiet time, DVD time. There's basically only one, and it's not very good, but I'll tell you about it quickly just because I know. Someone otherwise will send me an email saying, how come you didn't do any DVDs? The movie that, you know, I suppose will get the most attention, although not a very good movie. I don't know if this went directly to DVD or not. I think it may actually have, which is getting more and more common, I guess, because I don't know if it's because they figure it's not going to do very well in the theaters, which probably falls into this category, or that it just you could make as much money on DVD, so why bother? This one is called Lovesick, and it stars Matt LeBlanc, whom I enjoy watching. I think I've always liked him. Allie Larder, Chevy Chase, whom you don't see all that often on the screen, and this is maybe one of the reasons why. It's a tale of Charlie Darby, who has everything going for him, except every time he falls for a girl, he goes clinically insane. When he meets Molly Kingston, he must find a way to overcome his psychosis to claim his chance at true love. Now, you can imagine this would not be my favorite kind. The terms alone would probably not work very well for me, but it's a mediocre movie, to say the least, even though I like Matt LeBlanc. I think he's charming, both on television. I think he's more a small-screen actor than a big-screen actor, to be quite honest. But Felicity, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hello. Thank you.
Sure.
I'm calling because I'm wondering what I should do about my relationship with my dad.
Okay.
We've had a pretty good relationship my whole life. My mom passed away in 2006, and my dad stayed single for a long time, and then just recently he started dating someone new, and now he has moved out of our childhood home up north, and he has moved down south,
okay.
So many, many states away. And we talk on the phone occasionally, and I just don't feel like we're talking about me anymore. And not that it's all about me, but, you know, I used to be able to call him and talk about problems, and he'd help me through and decide, you know, what I should do. But now he talks about his new girlfriend and his new life and his new house, and I just feel left out.
All right. How old are you, Felicity?
I am 34.
Okay. Are you single or married?
I have a partner.
Okay. How long has the partnership been going on?
We've been together, you mean with my partner?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. A little over 3 years.
Okay. All right. Do you remember when you first got together with your partner? And
yeah.
And you probably talked to your dad about it, you probably talked to your friends about it. You were just really enthralled with it, right?
Yes.
With the relationship. Okay. Understand, how old is your dad?
He is 63.
Okay. Your dad is probably feeling like he's in high school, right?
Yeah.
That, first of all, your mom's been gone almost a decade.
Yeah.
Almost a decade. You're grown up. Presumably, you're interested in your relationship and your life and your work. And because he was lonely and not really connected, you were kind of his lifeline to the world, and also
right.
to happier times and helping him consciously or unconsciously, even though a decade's a long time to be mourning. And all of a sudden, he feels like someone has just opened the windows. Okay, the
yeah.
sunlight is streaming in. He feels sexy. He feels attractive. He feels younger, probably even young. And he's just thrilled with that, and he's sharing it with a person who is, if not the closest person to him in the world, pretty close, second, which is you. Because
yeah.
my guess is if you think about your father and your partner, you probably would put your partner just a little bit ahead of your dad, just because your partner's there on a different, you know, giving you a lot of different things, and it's not that you don't love your dad. It's just
right.
that, you know, that he was number one when there was no partner in your life.
Yeah.
And once there was, he became 1A. Well, you've become 1A in his life because he's got a partner in his life. And it's exactly the same phenomenon. And so for a while, he's going to be entranced. And he wants to share it with the person that he's closest to is not the person he's with, which is you. So
right.
You're right. He's going to talk about her a lot. He's going to talk about his new life, because he's come out of a fog. He's come out
yeah.
of a really dark place. Now, is this going to last forever? Well, she's probably going to be I mean, depending on how the relationship goes, she's going to be the day-to-day go-to person, just as your partner is a day-to-day go-to person. It doesn't mean you love your father less. It means you think about him a little less, you talk to him a little less. Not that you don't love him, but that he is not the day-to-day person that your partner is. And your dad's going to feel the same way. Now, let me tell you, so the first thing you do is understand you did exactly the same thing 3 years ago. Okay. And he probably was a little miffed maybe of, well, gee, I thought we were both, you know, worrying about your mom and, you know, how come you don't ask about me anymore? But he's the adult, so he's a man, so he probably didn't say it. You are allowed to say to him, Dad, that sounds great. Can we spend 3 minutes here? I just want to tell you about my new job. And that's a perfectly legitimate thing to do, as long as you don't make him feel that he has to choose between the two of you any more than hopefully he made you feel that you had to choose between your partner and him 3 years ago.
Yeah.
Because what you want for him, honey, on some level, what you hope is that this woman is the thing that has made him happiest his whole life, because your mom's not coming back, and she's not going to offer him anything in his old age. But if this woman can keep him healthy, happy, undepressed, moving, so he's not on your doorstep saying, I'm so lonely, I don't know what I'm going to do, you know, how come you can't come down for my birthday? She is a godsend. She is Saint whomever she is, the divine. So, and right now, he's just a new man. And what you need to do is not be threatened by that, not be jealous of it. Remind yourself that you did the same thing to him 3 years ago. And it will ebb a little, just as your relationship has probably gotten a little less intense, hopefully just as loving and just as important, but a little less intense, a little less time-consuming. And that will probably happen with him as well. But for right now, you need to understand that he's sharing the most important event in his life with the most important person, or the second most important person in his life right now. And that's an honor. And it's perfectly okay for you to say, Dad, I couldn't be happier for you. I'd love to meet her. But can we spend 3 minutes and talk about my new job? Because I need your advice on this.
Okay.
All righty.
Yeah, that's what I struggle with is, you know, stopping his conversation to say, I want to tell you something, too.
Well, let me suggest the way to do it. Okay? When he calls you, it's his agenda. So if you want to talk with him about something, call him.
Right. Okay.
Okay, because then you can call and say, hey, Dad, don't say how are you, because then he's going to tell you.
Right.
But you can call and say, Dad, tell me if this is a good time. I need 3 minutes, or I need 5 minutes. I need your advice. All right?
Okay. All right.
Take the initiative. Then it's your agenda. Don't ask him how he is at that moment. And the rest, rejoice for him. I mean, this woman is going to save you a lot of grief, certainly for the short term and maybe even for the long term with any luck. I'll tell you what, if you have something else you need to ask me, stay on the line. If not, Godspeed. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed. 855-993-7569. Gina, you are on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Dr. Brown. I'm in a pickle. I have two children that I'm raising. They're not my birth children. I'm an older adult. I'm single. They're at the teenage years, and I'm just pumped on how to motivate them to do things.
All right, let me get a little.
If you could give me.
Sure. Let me get a little background from you. How old are you, Gina?
I am 66.
Okay, and are these kids any kin to you or not?
They're actually adopted.
Okay. Were they all? Are they kin to one another or not?
They're sister and brother.
Okay. I thought you had three. You said three kids.
Two. Just two. A male and a female.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And what are the ages of each of them?
The boy is 15, girl is 16.
Okay. And how long have you had them?
About 13 years.
Okay. And they were you single when you adopted them?
I was.
Okay. And they were no family members, anything like that, right?
No family.
Okay. Why did you adopt them? Why did you decide to adopt some kids?
Well, I had been a foster parent for a number of years, and I just kind of fell into, I cared about them, and they didn't have anybody to care for them. And so.
All right, so you fostered them first?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. So, if you had to say what the major problem is, what would it be?
They just don't want to do anything that I ask them to do.
Now, when you say that, are we talking about chores? Are we talking about school? What are we talking about?
Primarily chores and schoolwork.
Well, those are two separate. Those are two separate events.
Okay.
So let's
focus on the chores.
Okay, fair enough. What chores are they supposed to do?
Okay, they have, you know, everyday things, clean up your room, clean up the bathroom, help out on Saturday, maybe cut the lawn and all. And I'm trying to do all of this in the hopes of being able to give them some money on the weekend that they're going to be asking for anyway, you know.
All right, so they do get an allowance if they do the, do they get an allowance or do they get money for chores?
If they do the chores. If they do the chores, I will give them some money. If they don't do them, I just won't, you know, I usually won't give it to them.
All right, so how much do they get, for example, for mowing the lawn?
About $8 to $10.
That's pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
So neither of them are interested in the money?
Yeah, they are interested in getting money, but they don't want to do the chores. And I'm trying to kind of train them so that when they step out and get a job, which they're talking about getting, that they'll know that they have to do something in order to earn the money, but it doesn't seem to be working.
So what happens when you say, look, I'll give you $10 to cut the lawn? What are they? Do they know how much you're willing to give them?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'll usually say, now this is what I usually say, there are certain chores you got to do anyway because you live in the house. You're going to clean up the bathroom, clean up your room, and, you know, maybe sweep down the stairs and all. And then after that's done, there are some chores that you can earn money for doing. And they know what the fees are. They know what, you know, how much you'll get. But they just don't want to do it. And they don't really have any other means of getting money. So I'm kind of, you know.
Right, well, listen, here's what I would do. First of all, I think what you may want to do, let me just help you with this, then we can go out on schoolwork. All right?
Okay.
First of all, and you're not, you may not, do you have a separate bathroom than they have?
I do.
All right. Here's what I would do. I would say your rooms are your own responsibility, but I'm not gonna, you know, I'm not gonna come into them. Do they do their own laundry?
They do.
Okay, good. What I would say to them, do each have a separate room?
Yes.
Great. What I would say is making your bed, not making your bed, cleaning up your room, not cleaning up your room is your issue. You can't have any food in there because I don't need varmints. And I'd take that off the agenda because I would say, look, I'm not going to come in and give you a hug or kiss goodnight if I feel like I'm in danger of something falling on me. And when their friends come over, they're very likely clean up the room. Do they have friends?
They have friends, but they don't really come in the house into their rooms that much.
Okay. All right, but look, I would walk away from that and just say, look, close the door. I don't want to see it. You can't have any food in there. But because, look, these are kids, kiddo, that have less feeling of the safety of the world than most kids, right?
Okay, right.
Because they were in foster for a while, they're adopted. Do they know who their biological parents are?
Yeah, they do vaguely because they interacted with them when they were young, but they haven't had any, you know, ongoing relationship.
All right, so these are kids who, you and I, we may have fought with our parents, but we knew who they were, and we weren't given away, right? So
right.
The sense of being, it was, we didn't even think about it. These kids don't have that. They were in foster for a while. I'm sure they adore you, but there's a part of them that feels like, you know, we were disposable. Nobody really wanted us. Mm-hmm. So having their own space becomes even more important to them than it does to most teenagers, and it is important to most teenagers because teenagers feel they have no power. It's not their house. It's not their food. They're told when to go to school. They know that they could be tossed out. And these kids feel more tossable than most kids. So I would back off the issue of the room. And I would say that to them. I would say, look, I've decided that as long as there's no food in there, so I don't have to worry about varmints, so you can't eat in there. But your room should be private. They can your rooms are your own business. And if you clean them, fine. If you don't clean them, fine. The bathrooms, I would tend to back off that as well a little bit, just saying that you know, because you don't have to use that bathroom. And presumably, if it gets disgusting enough, it may be worth an experiment for at least a month of saying, all right, I'm not going to give you a hard time about your rooms or the bathroom because they're yours. In terms of... Pardon me?
I lost you for a minute. I'm in my phone car, but you're back now. Okay.
Okay, good. All right, so those two I would back off. And then I would say, here's the deal. You guys make up a list, each of you separately, of what chores you're willing to do around the house and how much you think you should be compensated for them. And then I'll look at it. Because, look, and you could say, if you're willing to pay one of those kids $10 to cut the lawn, and you can get a neighborhood kid to cut the lawn for $10, then fine. Let them drop the list. You want to look around and see if you can get the kids to pay, you know, someone else to cut the lawn for $10. If the going rate is 15, then you may have to up to your ante a little bit. But that way, it's not nagging. It's saying that if that the lawn needs to be cut on Saturday, if I haven't heard from one of the other of you that wants to cut the lawn on Thursday, I'm going to hire someone else to do it, which means that the money I would have given you is going to go to that person. So instead of it sort of making them feel that they had, you know, that they, the stuff you have to do when they're doing you a favor, back off the room, back off the bathroom at least temporarily. We may have to revisit the bathroom. And let them decide, let them drop a list of, for example, one of them may be perfectly willing to make dinner every night. And that might be really great. And, you know, for a dollar a night or what, let them figure out what they're willing to do and how much they think they should be compensated for it. Don't agree to ahead of time. But you can look at it and you can negotiate with them. And then, so then it becomes something that's under their control rather than something that's under your control. Because all teenagers feel that they have no say-so. These kids more than most. Because they were fostered and then they were adopted. So they're going to feel like nobody pays any attention to them, that if they don't follow the rules, somebody's going to toss them out. And teenagers do that anyway, and these kids are going to do it more because they feel that they've already been tossed once. So they're going to test you. So rather than having that tug-of-war with them, which is uncomfortable for you and uncomfortable for them, back off of it. Say, all right, here's the new rule. We're going to try this for the next 2 months and see how it works. Your rooms are your own problem. You know, that you close the door. Bathroom, you guys work it out between the two of you. Make up a list of what chores you want to do around the house and how much you want to be compensated for it, and then we'll look at it. And then you can sort of work out the schedule on it. So instead of them doing what you ask them to do, they're doing what they choose to do. And see if that changes things around a little bit for you. Okay? I don't know if you're still there or not. Alrighty, so hopefully your phone didn't sort of completely give up on you. Manny, do you know, can okay, fair. Gina, Manny, check and see what's going on with Gina. Maria, you'll be next. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show. I want you to imagine a phone service that will transform the way you do business. Telesphere, the pioneer in cloud communications, is now part of Vonage, providing voice, video, and data over one of the largest private secured cloud networks. Imagine extending voice and video to all your mobile devices, plus integration with your CRM, with custom solutions for any size business. Imagine no more. Visit vonage.telesphere.com and sign up now for free HD desk phones.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty, we're talking with Gina, who's got a brother and sister whom she adopted a long time ago, who are being kind of icky teenagers, which is certainly not surprising. Teenagers tend to be kind of icky people. We all were. Well, I wasn't. I was adorable, and I'm sure you were too, but the rest, everybody else was. All right, so tell me what the issue is about school. Do either of them do well in school?
Well, they have the ability to do well. And my daughter, she's on paper, she does well, but I never see her doing any studying or I never see her with a book.
Who cares? So, if she's doing well in school, let it go.
Okay. Now, her brother, he's really quite, smart, But he'll start off the semester well, get good grades, and then as the semester goes on, he'll get lazier and lazier and won't turn in all his homework and everything, and then his grades go down. So
have either of them flunked?
No. No.
So both of them pass. All right, here's two possibilities.
Okay.
One is to say to these kids, look, I mean, certainly a 15-year-old boy who's got a 16-year-old sister who's really smart in school and can do it effortlessly is very likely going to screw around because he can't get attention for doing as well as his sister. So I'm sure he's probably easier to get along with than his sister and more charming and everybody likes him and he's probably more athletic. But school is not going to be his thing because he can't compete effectively with his sister. So there are two possibilities. One is to say to both of them, look, here's my goal for you guys. That you graduate high school, which it sounds like both of them are going to do. That you don't get arrested, you're not using drugs, neither of you are pregnant, neither of you have gotten a car accident, and past that, you know, everything's gravy. One of the possibilities is taking your daughter aside and saying, look, I'll pay you to tutor your brother. And that's a possibility. Ask them if that would work for them. But what I would do at the beginning of the year, and again, bribery works. We know bribery works
right.
To save the kids as long as they're drawing up. I do it separately. I wouldn't do the schoolwork and the homework or the schoolwork and the chores together. But see how start because you're about to come up summer, so it doesn't make any difference for the schoolwork. They'll both pass. But for the start with the chores and let them drop the list, take their bedrooms off the off the agenda, off the plate. And then over the summer, you can say, look, tell me what you guys would like, what level of grade you can, what grade level you can achieve, and what you want as a reward for it. But let's see how the other works first, because the schoolwork, don't do them both at the same time, because they'll just feel like no matter what they do, you're not happy with them. Start, see if you can talk with them tonight about the chores, then you can call me tomorrow, okay?
Okay. All right.
Good
thank enough. You so much.
You're right, welcome. Bye-bye. Absolutely. Marie, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
My problem is this. I'm trying to figure out what's going on with me. I had a problem with a girlfriend. She betrayed me. This is like about 2 years ago. And we had a big falling out, and she admitted it was her fault. But anyway, the relationship was severed. And it took me like a really long time to get over the hurt and pain that she caused me. But 2 years later, it's still bothering me. And I just want to know,
okay. How
do I purge this from me? I never had to deal with something like this before.
All right. I got it. How old are you, Marie?
I'm in my 60s.
Okay. I mean, yeah, I promise I'm not going to card you. I just, you know, things that in your 20s feel different than things in your 40s or your 60s or your 90s. So that it's just, I'm not going to card you. What did your friend do that was so upsetting?
She basically went back on her word, and then she was deceptive. She tried to hide the fact.
Yeah, but once, so what did she?
I don't want to say.
Well, you
got to
give me some idea of it. I mean, you're asking me to help you, and the more abstract you are, the less helpful I'm going to be.
I could just say, if you give your person your word about something, and then you go back on your word.
Maria, it depends what the word is. If I said I was going to loan you money, if I said I was going to come to your birthday party, if I said I was going to sell your car for you, you're going to have to give me some idea if I'm going to help you with this.
Well, she basically said she'd always be there for me, and then when I needed her, she just came up with an excuse. Like, oh, I can't be there right now. You know,
what did she want you? What did you want her to do when you said be there for you?
I was having a personal problem, and I wanted to talk to her about it.
Okay. And she said, I can't do it right now?
Yeah.
Did she say I can do it in an hour?
No, she just said, I can't do it right now. I'll have to get back to you. But meanwhile, when she needed me, I was always
okay. Wait. Don't do that. Look. Let me give you kind of a way of thinking about this, because one of the reasons you're getting stuck here is because you're making the fundamental assumption, which lots of us do, but it's wrong, is that what we do for someone else, they will do for us. That's called mirroring behavior, and it's not accurate. Because sometimes we're a much better friend to somebody than they are to us. Sometimes they're a much better friend to us than we are to them. So you have to be really careful about that assumption that I would do this for you. How come you didn't do it for me? Because it'll get you, it's not workable. So presumably, there are several options here. One is that you can think about this differently, which may be more difficult than just going back to her and saying, listen, you and I were friends. For how long were you friends before all this happened?
About 20 years.
Okay. For 20 years, we were friends. 2 years ago, I asked you to help me with this, and you said you would get back to me, and you didn't. Can we talk about, was it, you know, why that was? And then I'd stop talking, because there are several options. One is that she may have been distracted by other things. One is that she was just not in a frame of mind to be very generous. One is she may have felt that it's the same old problem, and you never pay any attention to me no matter what. Because once that breach has occurred, then, I mean, the good news about it is that, not from your point of view, but from my point of view as a psychologist, is she lied about it because she wanted to maintain the relationship, that she felt bad about it. Right? We don't lie about things that we know that we did right, right? Because if I've hurt your feelings and you say, boy, Joe, you really hurt my feelings, and I said, well, you know, I was just telling you the truth, I'm not going to lie about that. If I know damn well I hurt your feelings, I'm going to say, oh, well, that isn't what I said. So understand that by definition, her lying about it meant that she felt badly about it. Now, she didn't feel badly enough about it to apologize or whatever, but so you have several options about, but it would seem to me the most viable to at least think about is going back to her with as little recrimination as possible, because if you go back to her and say, you have to admit that you really let me down, you're going to get no place. But if you go to her and say, you know, this is, I really miss you in my life, this really bedevils me, can you explain to me in retrospect what happened here? Now, it doesn't mean that you have to refriend her, but it means in answer to your question, it may be able to put it to rest. Because sometimes our friends just, we expect, and you hear that word, you hear me putting heavy italics about it, expectation says everything about us and nothing about them. All right, so will you think about this? And I'll tell you what, let me put you on with Manny and see if you can think about it overnight, and we can talk about it some tomorrow. Because I do want you to think about it, because I know that's not what you came to me to hear. But let me put you on, and we can talk about it again if you want to. All right, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowd surrounds you. Calling out your name.
Jay Joy. Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.